The Master Guides, Understand and Overcome Anxiety. Shortform.com. Part 1, Understanding Your Anxiety. To effectively overcome anxiety, it's helpful to understand it, what it is, what causes it, and how it affects your mental and physical health. Let's first explore how different experts define anxiety. According to psychologist Daniel Goleman, emotional intelligence author, anxiety is chronic worrying. And while the point of worry is to help you anticipate problems, in anxiety, the worry spins out of control, and you either worry about everything or nothing in particular. Goleman says that anxiety is generally either cognitive, consisting mostly of worrying thoughts, or somatic, consisting mostly of bodily symptoms. He says that chronic anxiety tends to be fear-based, meaning you fixate on a specific situation. Obsession-based, meaning you fixate on preventing certain situations. Or panic-based, meaning you have panic attacks, episodes where you think you're dying and experience symptoms similar to those of a heart attack. In contrast, psychiatrist and neuroscientist Judson Brewer, who wrote Unwinding Anxiety, explains that anxiety is hard to define and that you might not even realize you were experiencing it. That's because it can show up with typical symptoms like worrying, a racing heart, jittery sensations, or panic attacks. But it can also manifest as seemingly unrelated physical complaints like stomach aches or behavioral issues like overworking. What causes anxiety? Well, now that we've covered what anxiety is, let's explore what causes it. In short, it comes from focusing more on what might have happened or could happen rather than what is happening. According to Dale Carnegie, who wrote How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, anxiety is a result of focusing outside of the present, overthinking the past, and worrying about the future. Emotional well-being specialist Nick Trenton, who wrote Stop Overthinking, clarifies that overthinking happens when you think about something so much that it harms your health. You might think your thoughts are helpful, that you're working to solve an issue. However, when you think about the same thing repeatedly, your thoughts eventually cease to add value or provide any solutions to the problem. They only create anxiety and stress. For example, you responded to a job interview question in a way you didn't intend to, and then spent hours overthinking that moment. Your thoughts didn't change how you responded to the question. What's more, your response to the interview question may not have even been problematic. It was just your swirling thoughts about the response that created a problem and gave you anxiety. Your survival instinct compels you to overthink. Brewer adds further insight into why you might be inclined to overthink. Your brain's designed to protect you from potential physical and psychological threats. It does this by making predictions about situations based on information and stimuli you've already encountered. It uses these predictions to either confirm or alleviate your fears about potential threats so it can guide you towards safety. For example, you're hiking in the woods, spot a bear, and fear getting attacked. Because your brain has encountered the information that bears are dangerous, it confirms your fear about this threat and influences you to leave the area before the bear notices you. Unfortunately, your brain attempts to protect you whether or not it has the information it needs. When you suspect a physical or psychological threat, but lack adequate or accurate information about whether your fears are valid, you end up with anxiety. In other words, overthinking and anxiety occur when your brain tries to assess a threat, but in the absence of information, it starts making things up, causing you to mull over all the possibilities, what-ifs, and worst-case scenarios you can imagine. For example, you've had a work review and fear getting a bad evaluation. Your brain, lacking sufficient facts about the outcome, conjures up every possible criticism you might receive. As a result, you overthink, imagining scenarios that only exacerbate your fear. how anxiety harms your mental and physical health. In addition to heightening fear, the anxiety that stems from overthinking negatively affects your mental and physical health. In this section, we'll explore three of these negative effects. It elevates your stress levels. It fuels irrational and unproductive thoughts. It spawns unhealthy habits. Negative effect number one, anxiety elevates stress levels. Robert Sapolsky, who wrote Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers, argues that there is a significant link between anxiety and heightened stress levels. He explains that for most of our evolutionary history, our main sources of stress were short-lived physical stressors that required an intense fight-or-flight physiological response to survive. As such, your body is hardwired to respond intensely to anything that triggers stress. In the modern world, however, your main source of stress comes from ongoing mental stressors like anxieties about work or relationships. These anxieties stimulate your body's stress response, and your body doesn't distinguish between immediate physical stressors and ongoing mental stressors. It reacts to all stressors as if you're in immediate physical danger by releasing stress hormones that provide a burst of energy and prepare your body to fight, flee, or freeze. Reacting to real physical danger burns through these stress hormones and leaves no trace of them in your body. However, since mental stressors rarely put you in physical danger, you don't burn through these stress hormones. Instead, they linger in your body. The more anxious you feel, the more you keep your body in a heightened state of stress. Accumulating stress hormones that interfere with your body's ability to regulate itself. This imbalance can disrupt many bodily systems, such as your cardiovascular system, metabolism, immune system, and brain function. Negative effect number two, anxiety fuels irrational thoughts and emotions. In addition to disrupting key bodily systems, Goleman explains that anxiety-induced stress impairs rational thinking. As we mentioned earlier, each time you trigger your body's stress response, your brain prioritizes instinctual survival responses to guide you towards safety. Alongside creating a physical response, this process shuts down the parts of your brain responsible for conscious thought and problem solving, which hinders your ability to take control of your thoughts, emotions, and behaviors in the moment. Carnegie offers a slightly different take on how anxiety hinders your ability to exercise self-control. Your anxieties create mental burdens that overwhelm you, create fatigue, and distract you from focusing productively. As a result, you become more prone to irrational thoughts that make small concerns appear more serious than they are, which in turn exacerbates your feelings of anxiety and stress. Negative effect number three, anxiety spawns unhealthy stress-inducing habits. Because anxiety and stress feed off of each other, creating a self-reinforcing cycle, they often lead to two types of habits that exacerbate anxiety. Unhealthy habits like smoking or overeating and avoidance. Brewer explains that unpleasant feelings associated with anxiety elicit harmful stress release habits. For instance, smoking, drinking, gambling, overeating, or shopping that lead to even more anxiety and stress. While these habits may provide short-term relief, they don't eliminate feelings of anxiety or stress, just temporarily dull them. Relying on such habits to avoid your unpleasant feelings only adds to your existing anxieties. For example, you feel anxious about your marriage and try to suppress your feelings by drinking excessively. Your heavy drinking negatively affects your marriage and leads to health issues like liver damage. As a result, you feel even more anxious about your marriage and you feel anxious about how your heavy drinking might be harming you. Another way you might exacerbate your anxiety is by avoiding situations that make you feel anxious. Health psychologist Kelly McGonigal, who wrote The Upside of Stress, explains that avoidance creates the same effects as engaging in harmful stress relief habits. It reinforces your current anxieties and creates new anxieties. For example, you feel anxious about not being a good enough partner, so you avoid romantic relationships. Because you avoid dating anyone, You isolate yourself and reinforce your anxiety about not being good at relationships. Your loneliness then spawns new anxieties about the prospect of facing the future alone. Part 2, strategies for overcoming anxiety. Many experts argue that though the effects of anxiety can feel overwhelming, they're surmountable. You can break the cycle that creates and reinforces anxious tendencies. In this part of the guide, we'll explore approaches for disrupting the cycle. Strategy number 1, adopt a positive attitude to curb anxious tendencies. Carnegie argues that your attitude determines how you perceive and react to your circumstances. The more negative your attitude and the more pessimistically you approach life, the more anxiety you feel. You perceive small issues as large concerns, react by worrying incessantly, and focus on what you don't have. On the other hand, the more positive your attitude and the more optimistically you approach life, the less power anxiety has over you. You find it easier to ignore small issues, react to real concerns rationally and productively, and remain focused on what's going well in your life. Physician Lisa Rankin, who wrote Mind Over Medicine, clarifies that being positive doesn't mean ignoring or suppressing negative thoughts and emotions. If you believe you shouldn't experience negative thoughts and emotions at all when they inevitably arise, you'll worry about your worries, which will cause you to spiral into chronic anxiety and stress. On the other hand, acknowledging any negative thoughts and emotions will help you process them more effectively and allow them to pass. While experts recommend a variety of methods for maintaining a positive attitude, we'll focus on 3 main ways to stay positive and anxiety-free. Cultivate meaning and purpose, engage your mind productively, and nurture your relationships. Method number 1, cultivate meaning and purpose. According to Amelia and Emily Nagoski, who wrote Burnout, having meaning in life or some larger purpose enhances your well-being and makes you more resilient. You're able to contextualize stressors and realize that in the grand scheme of things, they're not that important. And if you do end up feeling anxious and stressed, having a larger purpose will give you the hope and direction you need to move forward. One of their suggestions for cultivating meaning and purpose is to embrace spirituality. Rankin offers insight into how progressing down a spiritual path helps you live a more meaningful, worry-free life. Embracing spirituality by acknowledging what is sacred in your life expands your awareness and helps you transcend the superficial aspects of reality. This feeling of transcendence makes you more open, grateful, and forgiving, which in turn helps you overcome concerns that cause negative emotions and worries. Carnegie provides more specific advice for embracing spirituality. Develop your spiritual connection to a higher power by engaging in quiet reflection and prayer. He explains that belief in a higher power, coupled with regular contemplation and prayer, alleviates anxiety because it makes you feel supported. It provides an outlet to share your fears and concerns and helps you articulate and understand the cause of your worries. This cathartic process calms anxiety and makes worries feel more manageable, making it easier to find solutions to your worries and maintain a positive attitude. Method number 2, engage your mind productively. According to the author of Flow, engaging your mind productively helps maintain a positive state of mind by inhibiting negative or worrisome thoughts. The more you direct your attention on a task, the more absorbed you feel in what you're doing. This sense of absorption connects you to the present moment, making it difficult for your mind to wander and get distracted by thoughts about the past or future, which, as we explained earlier, are the types of thoughts that cause anxiety. While Carnegie also advocates keeping your mind engaged, for example, by pursuing a career you genuinely enjoy or adding interest and challenge to your daily activities, he also recommends scheduling frequent breaks into your day. Taking regular moments of rest before you're tired prevents fatigue, increases efficiency, promotes constructive thinking, and makes you less susceptible to worry and anxiety. Method number 3, nurture your relationships. According to the Nagoski sisters, having a steady, loving support system helps maintain positivity and alleviate anxiety. because connection is a vital component of human existence. You cannot survive without it. In addition, caring for others reminds you to care for yourself. They elaborate that human emotion is contagious. You end up syncing your emotions, speech, and even heartbeats with the people you spend time with. So, spending time with people you share loving and intimate relationships with recharges your emotional battery. According to the Nagoski sisters, supportive relationships are characterized by two things. A balance of give and take, where you trust the other person to reciprocate the resources like love and attention that you give them. An empathetic connection, where both parties can set aside their perspectives, judgments, criticisms, personal needs, and so on, and see things from the other person's perspective. McGonagall offers advice on how you can cultivate loving, intimate relationships. Be honest and open about the things you struggle with. For example, when you struggle with anxiety, admit when you're feeling anxious to people you trust, or start a social media group that discusses anxiety. Doing this will help like-minded people feel heard and comforted, which will ultimately inspire them to be open and supportive toward you. Carnegie suggests another way you might cultivate and strengthen your relationships and your positive mindset. Commit to doing at least one good deed every day. In addition to encouraging appreciation from others, thinking of ways to benefit others offers two advantages. First, it distracts you from thinking about yourself and your worries. Second, acknowledging your positive impact on others makes you feel good about yourself. Strategy two, anticipate triggers and develop preemptive strategies. A key part of maintaining a positive attitude and managing anxiety is preempting situations that might trigger negative or worrisome thoughts. Experts suggest two methods for preempting anxiety-inducing triggers: focusing on what you can control and making life more predictable. Method one, focus on what you can control. According to Trenton, you're more likely to feel anxious when you fixate on things outside of your control. Therefore, he suggests limiting your focus to what you do have control over. For example, instead of worrying about an economic downturn, focus on how you can manage your money to increase your financial security. Once you have pinpointed triggers within your control, Trenton suggests two preemptive actions you can take. Number one, avoid them. Cut out unnecessary people or situations that make you feel anxious. For instance, if driving on the highway in heavy traffic makes you feel uncomfortable, try taking a local route or using public transportation. Number two, change them. When you can't avoid a stressful situation, consider what you can change to reduce your anxiety. For example, if you must drive on the highway, incorporate calming activities into your routine, such as meditating before you set off or listening to classical music while you drive. Method number two, make life more predictable. Sapolsky says that making life more predictable helps eliminate minor daily fears that add weight to your anxieties, such as worries about getting your kids to school on time or concerns about meeting work deadlines. Ways you can introduce predictability into your life include making schedules based on various time frames, daily, weekly, yearly, and making a budget to keep track of expenses. Trenton takes this advice further, suggesting that you make deliberate choices about how you spend your money and time by identifying your top priorities and setting smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals. When you make these decisions up front, you'll know exactly how to focus your time and energy, which will leave you less room to overthink and worry. Strategy three, implement healthy stress relief strategies. Although preempting triggers can curb anxiety, you might not be able to avoid it entirely. If anxiety does strike, you can prevent it from escalating by taking control of your thoughts and emotions. Experts suggest three methods for achieving this: release pent-up energy, engage your senses, and replace stress-inducing habits with mindfulness. Method one, release pent-up energy. According to the Nagoski sisters, releasing pent-up energy, for example, by engaging in physical activity that gets your heart rate up, is an effective way to alleviate anxiety and stress. This is because the most common response to stress for primal humans was to run, fight, or yell. Alternatively, you can release your energy by screaming into a pillow, having a good cry, or tensing and relaxing your muscles for a few minutes. Sapolsky adds that practicing these methods provides catharsis by enabling you to vent your frustration and find relief. This helps distract you from what's causing your anxiety and also reminds you that there is more to life than the stress of your current situation. Method number two, engage your five senses. Trenton suggests another way to distract yourself from anxious thoughts and emotions. Engage your five senses. This will put a cap on your overthinking by keeping your brain occupied and grounded in the present moment. To ground yourself with your five senses, look at five things in your surroundings. For example, look at the sky and observe the texture of the clouds or how fast they're drifting. Touch four things around you. Run your fingers across your desk or stroke your pet. Listen for three sounds. Pay attention to the sound of your breath or the hum of your air conditioner. Try to detect two smells. Observe the scent of your coffee or your clothes. Tune into one thing you can taste. You might notice the lingering taste of your breakfast. Method number three, replace stress-inducing habits with mindfulness. Brewer offers a different approach for staying grounded in the present. Practice mindfulness. This involves paying close attention to the present moment without analyzing or judging it. He explains that anxiety and its related behaviors often become automatic, but awareness allows you to notice when you're switching to autopilot and take conscious control of your behaviors. He argues that mindfulness is an ideal replacement behavior for any harmful stress release habits you may have picked up because it's always available. You can be mindful regardless of your circumstances, location, or resources. You don't need any particular item, substance, or environment to practice mindfulness. It's inherently rewarding. Mindfulness feels good and its reward value never fades, unlike with substances where over time you need more to enjoy the same effect. Mindfulness also promotes other positive feelings such as openness, creativity, and joy that are also rewarding. It breaks the cycle of anxiety. As discussed earlier, many stress relief habits like drinking or fear-based avoidance add to your anxiety and stress. In contrast, mindfulness has no such side effects. It doesn't cause harm, doesn't fuel unhealthy habits, and disrupts rather than reinforces the anxiety cycle. Strategy four, analyze and challenge anxious thoughts. In the previous strategy, we focused on how you can calm your stress response and feel more in control of your thoughts and emotions. Now, let's focus on reframing your thoughts about the cause of your anxiety so that you can approach it more positively and prevent additional anxieties from taking root in your mind. Goleman explains that you need to actively challenge your anxious thoughts to defeat them. He suggests asking yourself analytical questions, such as how likely a feared outcome is, what you could do to prevent that outcome or deal with it if it occurred, and whether your worrying is actually helping you. Carnegie clarifies that the process of analysis neutralizes negative emotions created by anxiety, such as fear, panic, or dread by breaking worrisome situations down to their basic facts. This helps you to view your situation objectively and come up with solutions to resolve your concerns. Tony Robbins, who wrote Awaken the Giant Within, offers another practical way to analyze your anxiety and come up with solutions for alleviating it. Ask yourself problem-solving questions. What's good about this situation? This shifts your mindset from being anxious about the circumstance to what you can learn from it. What needs improvement? This question looks for ways to resolve your anxiety, presupposing your circumstances will improve. What am I willing to do to improve the situation? This question generates specific action toward resolution. What am I willing to stop doing to improve the situation? This question identifies disempowering habits getting in the way of resolution. How can I enjoy the resolution process? This question encourages you to find pleasure in resolving the cause of your anxiety and motivates you to take immediate action. McGonagall adds that you're more likely to feel capable of finding a solution that alleviates your anxiety if you take account of your resources. You might do this by acknowledging your strengths, reflecting on moments in the past when you've handled similar situations, or thinking of friends or colleagues who can offer support. Strategy 5, reflect and learn from anxious experiences. Once your anxiety has passed, take time to reflect and learn from your experience. According to Trenton, this will help you productively process your anxious thoughts and emotions, understand what triggers them, and glean insights on how you can better cope with anxiety in the future. He suggests that you can reflect and learn from your anxious experience by writing in a journal. Start by recounting the situation and describing the thoughts and feelings you had at that moment. Consider using a rating scale for your anxiety levels and try to notice any patterns of what's most frequently causing you anxiety. Then shift your focus to extracting something positive from the situation. For example, if you felt anxious after a sudden workload increase, you might record feeling overwhelmed and rate your anxiety as 8 out of 10. Then you might focus on how you managed to complete your work efficiently despite the pressure. Additionally, if you adopted a positive anxiety relief strategy, such as engaging your five senses or practicing mindfulness, make a note of how it helped you. According to McGonagall, who wrote The Willpower Instinct, the next time you get the urge to engage in an unhealthy stress relief habit, this note will remind you that there are healthier ways to alleviate your stress. Over time, this process will reprogram your response to anxiety by turning your attention away from unhealthy habits and toward constructive ones.